Topic 14. Global Citizenship. Listening.
Japan has had close ties with countries in South Asia and Southeast Asia, but did you know that some of them are very poor in developing countries?
Yeah, I've heard about that. But how poor are they?
Some research suggests that more than 70% of the people in South Asia and 40% of the people in Southeast Asia are living on less than $2 per day.
Wow, I didn't realize that so many people are so poor.
And you know what else? During this spring vacation, I'm going to Cambodia to do volunteer work.
Really? Good for you, Mari. But why Cambodia?
Well, because I belong to a volunteer organization for college students that supports poor or conflict-ridden countries, and Cambodia is one of them. They send a group of 3 to 6 students to towns and villages to help build schools and take care of elementary school children at spring camps.
That sounds exciting, but can you actually build a school?
Not with heavy materials and machines,But we can paint or lay bricks with cement for a low fence. In any case, several seasoned and trusted officials coordinate the program and help to provide us with jobs that we can do.
That sounds great. And could you tell me exactly what you'll be doing at the spring camps?
Well, mostly we'll play with the local children, painting pictures together and introducing them to Japanese culture, such as Japanese dance and origami.By being together for several days in one place, we can also teach the children that they need to wash their hands before meals and brush their teeth after meals.
So you can teach them about hygiene too. That's great. Please tell me all about your experiences when you come back.
What is global citizenship? While there are conflicts between countries, ethnic groups, and religions,People have become aware that there are new problems in the world. The rapid economic development in the 1960s has created huge economic differences and environmental problems. A lot of aid has been sent to developing countries. But people in different countries have also started to cooperate with each other in many ways.Especially after the oil crisis in the 1970s. This event made us realize that we are all dependent on each other. Thus, people have started to have a more global perspective. We are all living in one global village of the earth. Global citizens have a certain mindset. They understand that solving global problems leads to benefits for all countries. If each country pursues its own interests, the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, cannot be achieved. In order to achieve the SDGs, global education is necessary. Under the leadership of the UN, NGOs have provided various kinds of education on different important issues, such as the environment,development, peace, and human rights. Many schools also teach these topics, and many governments give college scholarships to help students develop a more global mindset. The goals of global education are to encourage children to understand different cultures, to accept their values, and to develop the ability to coexist with them peacefully.As education continues to develop, young people will soon start to change the society and the world.
What can we do to help the world? There are many ways to contribute to the world. For example, in your daily life, you could consider the consequences of your actions, such as saving energy or natural resources by carrying your own chopsticks,raising or lowering the temperature of air conditioners, or turning off the faucet while brushing your teeth. There are also other less obvious ways to contribute. Eating more meat, for example, means that Japan must buy more corn and soybeans to feed cows and pigs, which could instead be used as food for people in poor countries.You could also try to find out about awards from universities, newspapers, or other organizations by writing essays, taking photos, or creating reports about volunteering in developing countries. If you want to participate in volunteer activities more actively, you can apply for programs offered by JICA or other NGOs. These organizations recruit overseas volunteers to work in many different fields. To find out more, look through websites on pamphlets and join explanatory meetings. In many organizations, you can also find programs designed for college students, or join environmental or cultural exchange programs. You can still contribute to the world as a business person. Through globalization, business profits have become huge, and more business leaders are becoming aware that corporations must help create a more sustainable society. New business-focused concepts are necessary. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, which improves society and contributes towards sustainable development, and environmental, social, and governance, ESG, which measures the sustainability and ethical impact of an investment in a business. Both can provide ways for businesses to give back to the world they profit from.